Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. TNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
With Car Guru's Discover, you can skip the filters and describe what you're looking for in your own words. Simply type what you want, and Car Guru's Discover instantly surfaces real listings that match your exact needs. It's no wonder Car Guru's is the number one most visited car shopping site, according to SimilarWeb's estimated traffic data. Buy or sell your next car today with Car Guru's at CarGurus.com. Go to CarGurus.com to make sure your big deal is the best deal. That's CarGurus.com. CarGurus.com.
To Sports Rage Late Night with Gabe Morenci on Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM Channel 204.
Scumbags!
Let's rage!
Sports Rage with Gabe Morenci. Rage all you want.
Let's roll. This is Sports Rage. I am Gabriel Morenci. The pimps, the players, the hustlers, the people above them, and everybody else in between. Kicking it. The Friday Night Freak Show has begun as the Los Angeles Dodgers and the San Francisco Giants series has begun as well. And it's the Logan Webb Show this evening. I don't know if that was Logan Webb or Nolan freaking Ryan, man. Logan Webb just set a Major League Baseball record tonight. All right, we got breaking news. He set a Major League Baseball record. He struck out 36 Los Angeles Dodger hitters. I know there's only 27 outs, and he only pitched 7 2/3 innings, but I think he struck out like 32 Dodgers. Like, honestly, like, I'd like to know. I'd like to see the stat. We'll see if the stat nerds can pop this up after the game. Like, how many times did the Dodgers swing the bat as opposed to how many times did they miss the ball with Logan Webb? Unbelievable pitching performance. Listen, Walker Buehler wasn't bad. You know, a couple of mistakes. He made two mistakes and he paid the price. And there were three runs on the board. There's not a lot of room for error in this series, as in there's no room for error. And whoever blinks first loses, essentially. And tonight the Dodgers blinked. Buehler blinked. Webb didn't blink. 3-0 right now. And just as I stated, you got to tip your cap. What are you going to do? Spectacular performance tonight by Logan Webb. This guy, that was something special. Like I said, Buehler was good, too. Buehler, you know, was good. Webb was better. Game's not over yet, but 3-0 feels like 13-0 right now. Doesn't really feel like it's a 3-0 game at this point in time. The Dodgers are just sort of like, the problem for the Dodgers is, and this is the Dodger way, unfortunately, I hate that like my team plays like this, but the Dodgers, whatever, they swing for the fences, man. They swing for the fences, and you know, sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't. Like, and they feel as though, hey, we've got enough dudes in our lineup that somebody will smoke one along the way. I wish they didn't play that way. Tampa plays the same way. It was a home run derby tonight in Tampa, right? These teams, but hey, hell of a performance. And what about the defense of San Francisco tonight? Like, the Dodgers, like, created some havoc, and most teams would have screwed it up, but not San Francisco. These guys caught everything. So 3-0 right now. It's a long series still. A lot of baseball left. A lot of baseball left. I'm upset. Number one, I never play the no run in the first innings anymore, but for some reason I did with this game at the last second, and I went pretty big on it. And then, of course, with two out in the bottom end, it was like a 3-0 pitch, and that's when I lose. Then there's no runs again. Listen, I'm on the under of the game, and I got an in-game under 5.5 as well. And we hit Logan Webb strikeout prop to the over. But, man, Walker Buehler, it was 5.5 at plus money. We were one away. And I was surprised they left him out, actually. I'm surprised they left him out there, but he gave up the home run right away and then had to pull him. So Chris Bryant and Buster Posey tonight. San Francisco, you see why these guys won 107 games. Man, we got a series here. We got series across the board. It's the late night anger management class. This is Sports Rage. I am Gabriel Morenci. The pimps, the players, the hustlers, the people that bust them, and everybody else in between. We're throwing it down. It's the Friday night freak show as the San Francisco Giants and the Los Angeles Dodgers face off as we speak. And Crawford just hit a solo home run. The place is going crazy. It's 4-0. It's the bottom of the eighth inning right now. There's two outs. I don't know. How many runs have these guys scored with two outs tonight? So Los Angeles Dodgers are on the verge of losing game one of this series and making it a super pivotal game two tomorrow. You don't want to be down 0-2. Just ask the Chicago White Sox. The Chicago White Sox are down 0-2 right now. So we'll keep you up to date. There's a pitching change coming up. It's 4-0. There's two out in the bottom of the eighth inning. San Francisco's up a four spot. Crawford just went deep. All of the San Francisco Giant runs have come from home runs. Like, I don't know how they had any, like, there's very few base runners. They had a two-run shot in the first. Bryant just hit a solo shot, and now Crawford hits another solo shot. It's Powerball, and it's working. Logan Webb, a spectacular, epic performance that was reminiscent of Bumgarner and his classic performances. And, in fact, the San Francisco Giants haven't had a playoff shutout since Bumgarner in 2016. 4-0 San Francisco, two out, bottom of the eighth inning. Houston Astros. Hey, listen, Chicago threw a couple of counterpunches today, but when it was all said and done, Houston are just too much for Chicago. 9-4 final score. They go back to the Windy City. The Astros are up 2-0. The Atlanta Braves deserve better today. If you didn't see the game, it's a 2-1 final score, but they deserve better. The Braves play good baseball. Once again, defense, defense, defense. You know, I don't know if defense wins championships in football anymore, actually. I'm not really sure about that. But I tell you what, you look at a pattern right now.
Hey, it's Bubba Wallace from 2311 Racing. You know what it feels like forever? Sitting on a plane waiting for takeoff. Good thing I've got Chumba Casino. With daily boost and social casino games on tap, this is the kind of fun that makes time fly. Why not turbocharge your downtime? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
With Car Guru's Discover, you can skip the filters and describe what you're looking for in your own words. Simply type what you want, and Car Guru's Discover instantly surfaces real listings that match your exact needs. It's no wonder Car Guru's is the number one most visited car shopping site, according to SimilarWeb's estimated traffic data. Buy or sell your next car today with Car Guru's at CarGurus.com. Go to CarGurus.com to make sure your big deal is the best deal. That's CarGurus.com. CarGurus.com.
Going on in Major League Baseball, and you know, Milwaukee Brewers won this game today because of defense. Atlanta had base runners on. You can't even blame like any third base coach for sending anybody. The Brewers just made plays that no one would make. You see these effing double plays the Giants are making tonight? Oh, you Roberto Alomar. This is Sports Rage. Vent your rage.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Late Night with Gabe Morenci on Sports Grid Radio. Sirius XM Channel 204.
You want some of this, don't you?
Yeah!
Well, you need to know the winners, and I know the winners, so call me now!
Whoa!
$5 for the first minute, $2 for each additional minute!
You have reached the coach's hot
line. Yeah, lay it on me, coach.
In the game of my MMA versus
Cincinnati. Come on, don't you realize this is costing me money?
You're on the run, you're gonna feel my rage. Your time has come, you're on the run.
The Late Night Anger Management Class. This is Sports Rage. I am Morenci. It's the Friday Night Freak Show. Tony Finn's a freak. He's gonna join us straight from the Strip in Las Vegas, Nevada a little bit later on. And Brent Beard's not a freak. But what he is a very smart man. He's going to be joining from Jacksonville, Florida. We'll talk SEC football. We've been like really football heavy, obviously, for the last couple of months. But, man, I mean, I got baseball fever right now. I would be enjoying it more if the Los Angeles Dodgers were winning 4-0 instead of San Francisco. But it's a five-game series. It's the first of three. It's not the first of one. Hell of a performance tonight. As I stated, if you're just joining us or you didn't see the game or whatnot, it's in the ninth inning right now. It's in the top of the ninth inning. Dodgers are batting, and the Dodgers are swinging and missing. That's the theme of the game. Logan Webb was amazing. Like, he really was. That was one of the best postseason performances we've seen in a long time. And in fact, listen, look at the week that has been so far this week. For the most part, you know, there hasn't been great pitching and epic pitching, but there was today. Charlie Morton was great. Mr. Burns, Smithers, Mr. Burns. He was amazing. Logan Webb, that was Cy Young type stuff. Logan Webb just did tonight. And Walker Buehler wasn't bad, but like a lot of like sort of modern pitchers, they'll get everybody out, but they're going to give up some home runs. And Walker Buehler, what, he gave up three home runs? Gave up, was it three home runs? Whatever. I can't keep track anymore. All the runs. There was a two-run shot. There was a two-run. No, I say he gave up two home runs. He gave up two. There was three home runs. Three home runs by the Giants. How many home runs were there in that Red Sox game? I don't even know. And I brought this up earlier in the day today. You know, maybe I worded it wrong on Twitter when I said that the American League Baseball is for stupid people. That was the wrong term, right? That it was a poor choice of words. It's been a long week. It was a poor choice of words. But, dude, anybody that's watching these games, like, you know what I mean? Like, you think the New York Yankees and stuff like that are pulling off these double plays? These guys can't, like, catch a pop fly. Like, you know, you watch the crisp defense that these teams in the National League play. It's actually pretty annoying. It really is. Like, I'm watching this, and I'm like, dude. And it's amazing, too, like, how one play early in the game, one thing, it's like life, man, right? It's like life itself. You might be upset that you're late for something, but for all you know, you would have got hit by a bus crossing the street if you weren't late, right? Like, I do believe in that stuff. I believe that everything in life, like timing, you know what I mean? It's like good and bad. It's like betting. Like in life, maybe, you know, you turn a corner and you miss the love of your life. You know what I mean? And it was like, wow, you were destined to meet this girl and you didn't because you got off that elevator 2 minutes later because you're an idiot and you stopped the place. You know what I mean? You bought a hot dog or whatever. I do believe in all that. But everything, you know, there's like a continuum of stuff. And it was the effing first inning. And the Dodgers, it was Turner, I believe, Justin Turner, had a line drive and it hit Webb in the foot. If it didn't hit him in the foot, the ball's in the outfield and the Dodgers score. It hit him in the foot. What are you wearing, clown shoes? What are you, Bozo the Clown? It hit him in the foot. And they got out of it. And I thought about that. I swear, I thought at that moment, I thought to myself, I'm like, oh, great. I'm like, yeah, it's going to be one of these nights. You know what I mean? It should have been a run. Instead, no, they hit him in his foot. It's like, hey, that's good. How many other times tonight? The Dodgers, they smoked the ball right at somebody. I got to give credit to San Francisco for the plays that they made, though. All right, the game is over. I'm trying to figure out who Logan Webb looks like. He's got that, like, his face is like, you know what I mean? And it'll come to me. It didn't take long. I knew it. I was watching him pitch, and I'm like, man, it bothers me. You know what he looks like? He looks like that the kid dude on Breaking Bad that screwed Jesse over, the new Jesse, the guy with the red hair. That's who he looks like. I'm telling you. That's who he looks like. The Breaking Bad dude. You know who I'm talking about. The guy who wore a jacket and a shirt. He stood up. You know, that guy. Yeah, he really does. if Logan Webb's going to play in a movie, you get that guy from Breaking Bad to put Jesse in the hole, in the ditch there, whatever. You know, this guy, Logan Webb's a little bit bigger. His face is a little wider, but that's him. All right, it's over. It wasn't really that much of a disaster from a betting perspective. But I'm not going to lie to you and tell you I'm happy they just lost. And I did bet on the series. I had the Dodgers to win the World Series, but I did bet the Dodgers to win the series again tonight. As far as the game bets themselves go, I had the under in the game. I had the under in the game equal amount with the Dodger bet. I had Logan Webb over. The under's a winner. Logan Webb's a winner. Walker Buehler over 5.5 strikeouts is a loser. He got to 5, and he didn't get to that 6. That's a loser. We hit the in-game under 5.5. That's a winner. So it sounds like, oh, there's a couple of more wins and losses. No, I did have an extra parlay on the Dodgers from the CFL game that I forgot about earlier tonight. So, no, it wasn't good. It wasn't a disaster, but it's not good. And now I dare I say tomorrow is a must-win situation. Listen, you can come back if you're down 2-0. In a 7-game series, it's not the end of the world. You're playing in a 5-game series. You've got serious problems. I don't care where you're playing, whether you're going home or not, right? And the other thing is, the San Francisco Giants have now won 108 games this year. Like, what makes anybody believe that they would lose 3 in a row, right? They don't lose 3 in a row. Did they ever effing lose 3 in a row? Like, you know what I mean? You got a better chance beating Andre the Giant in arm wrestling and, you know, than you do these guys playing baseball right now. So, like, if you're the Los Angeles Dodgers, as good as you are, there's no room for error. Tomorrow becomes a must-win game. Simple as that. Like, there's no, it really does. Otherwise, Monday night, you're facing elimination, and there's a lot of pressure, and then San Francisco's playing loose, and then even if you win, then it's the exact same thing. You're under pressure in elimination game on Tuesday night, and even if you survive that, you need to beat them again on Thursday. Like, you know what I mean? Like, so it sucks that it comes down to this for the Los Angeles Dodgers, from the Dodgers' perspective, but this is a big-time advantage, man. It's a big-time advance for San Francisco right now. Like, San Francisco can play looser tomorrow, right? Like, listen, they're not going to change the way they play in any sense, right? But it's just sort of they've got something in their back pocket. I think San Francisco will be the same, but the Dodgers could be tighter. Yet the Dodgers, if they were down 3-1 in the playoffs last year, people forget that. They were down 3-1 to the Atlanta Braves, all right?
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
So the Dodgers aren't panicking. I think Dodger fans like me are probably panicking more than they are in the clubhouse right now. But let's be real. Arias, Gausman, big time game tomorrow. Series on the line. The late night anger management class. This is Sports Rage. Bring it.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Let me get this straight. You took all the money you made franchising your name and bet it against the Harlem Globetrotters?
I thought the Generals were due. He's spinning the ball on his finger. Just take it. Take the ball. That game was fixed. They were using a freaking ladder, for God's sakes.
That anger management class continues. I am Morency. It's the Friday Night Freak Show. It really is, but it's not freaks in a fun way. It's just sort of like bad freaks, if that possible. Where's the good freak like Tony Finn? Tony Finn's going to join us a little bit later on. So San Francisco wins. Ugh, God. Sucked. Okay, so we'll get back to that. Let's talk about something that's going on right now. This is the ultimate bailout special here. All right. We got Stanford and Arizona State. It's 21-7 at the half. I've got the over in this game, over 53.5. And it's right on pace right now. Like the in-game total is 54.5. So there's no guarantee it's going to get there. I think it will. Arizona State's defense is pretty good. That's the thing. They cause havoc, that team. Like they're a bunch of fast dudes. They create havoc. They're causing a lot of problems for Stanford's offensive line tonight. And Stanford have a ton of injuries. So there's no value here at this point in time. Now, what do I have in this game? I had a Dodgers Arizona State. I had a Dodgers plus 2.5 runs. That's why those late home runs piss me off. Dodgers plus 2.5. We did the old alternate. That didn't work out. Tonight's like the first night in a long time. Like I've been on a real roll, actually. Like for months. Like really. Like I remember I had two or three losing nights and I got really mad about it and I just sort of stopped. I was like, don't do that. And I stopped. Like it's been a really good run. Tonight though is frustrating. But it looks worse because I put another 500 on the Dodgers to win the series. So I'm looking at my account. I'm like, what the hell? Let me hit refresh now. All right. So let's see what just came back. All right. It's had like over $715 come back. Yeah. Like a little bit more. Where's the beef? We do have still quite a bit of action rolling here, though. So, yes, I do have over 53.5. So, the second half is just starting right now. I think we can get here. I'm not sure Stanford's score, though. That's my sort of concern. Like, I don't think Stanford's going to come back and make a game of it. Like, I would say, you know, Arizona State's the play here. But for the record, so we're on the over in the game. And I've got Arizona State money line parlayed with, and this is for Sooner Lisa, with the Oklahoma Sooners. I got Arizona State to win this football game with the Oklahoma Sooners. It was like, it's pretty much like even money, actually. It was minus 103. Arizona State to win tonight and Oklahoma to win tomorrow. So in other words, I just let you know who I think is going to win the Red River shootout. Why is, like, shootout, like, offensive now? I don't really get that. You know what I mean? Like, they call it a shootout in hockey. You know what I mean? Like, when they go to, like, they call it a shootout. They don't call it penalty shots. They go, we're going to a shootout. Like, I don't really, like, you know. I'm not woke, but I'm also not like racist. You know what I'm saying? So like I'm sort of in the middle here. Like some of the name changes and stuff, like I don't, you know, I think it's stupid. Like the Washington team, whatever, they should have changed their name. They were jerks for taking so long to change their name. Right? But like some of these, like for me, the Washington Bullets is a good example. So what, Wizards is less offensive somehow than Bullets? Like, what's offensive about Bullets? What, because people get shot? Is like, I don't really understand. So, let's say in the District of Columbia, when they show the movie Superman, do they censor it? Oh, you can't have Superman say faster than a speeding bullet, because bullets are offensive. I don't know, Wizards are more offensive than Bullets. Like, think about it. Oh, I'm being dead serious. What's a Wizard? What is a Wizard? What, black magic, Satan, evil? What, KKK, Grand Wizard? what's a good wizard? You know what I mean? Like, truly religious people don't even celebrate Halloween. It's heathenous. So, I don't really understand, like, if you want to get into offensiveness, like, I could say, listen, yeah, wizards are pretty offensive, all right? What are you guys, in a black magic and stuff? You know what I mean? Like, where does it end? You know, like I said, like, so what, the Wizards is better than the Bullets? The Bullets a good name. Bullets, like, when you think of the Washington Bullets, I never thought of, like, yeah, let's shoot somebody with a Glock. No, you're thinking of Washington bullets. They're fast. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know. It's almost like it says something about D.C. that they were like, I don't know, man. Like, what, did that many people get shot? You're worried about your image? That one got me. All right, so Arizona State's punting here. So, so the Red River shootout, what do they call it now? The Red River rivalry? Whatever the hell. Like, what's the deal with that? Like, why did they change, like, the world's greatest outdoor cocktail party? It didn't say, like, the world's greatest, like, girls gone wild sex fest. What, you can't say cocktail party? Well, because it's college. Well, don't serve booze to people that are our age then. Like, you know, some of this stuff is just, like, beyond, like, Red River rivalry. I like to know, like, what would they stopped the Civil War. They canceled the Civil War, like the Ducks and the Beavers. Their rivalry game was called the Civil War. They said, no, they dropped it. Nobody ever thought about the Civil War when you talked about that football game. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know. Like, it's just, it seems like, you know, they you got to know where to pick your spots. That's why, like, people will start to, that's why people tune these people out. That's why, like, woke people and people that sometimes they have good points sometimes, they get tuned out because they cry about everything. You got to pick your spots in this world. So, speaking of picking my spots, I got Arizona State to win a game. And the Oklahoma Sooners. All this talk about Oklahoma sucking and stuff is way over the top and stupid. All right? Like, how do they suck? Like, what sucks about Oklahoma? Well, they're not playing well, whatever. I love that, too. Like, people don't even watch their games. You hear all these people drop that. Well, you know, Spencer Rattler and Oklahoma's on. You know, they scored on 10 of their last 12 possessions. So what, they're not 12 for 12? They suck? The last 12 times Oklahoma's offense touched the ball, they scored 10 times. Oh, it's terrible. I know. No, Spencer Rattler is not going to win the Heisman Trophy this year. No, he's not. But because Oklahoma's not winning by 28 every week, doesn't mean that they suck. Oklahoma have a good defense now. Oklahoma used to hang 56 on people, and people said they suck because their defense sucks. Now Oklahoma's defense gives up less than 20 points a game, and Oklahoma still suck, right? People know. You know who sucks? You suck. People suck. Oklahoma are fine. Oklahoma are a good football team. They've been playing good football. They're on a run. Like I said, it's not about style points. I get it in college. People think it is and stuff, but Oklahoma's offense will be fine. Tomorrow's the telltale sign, right? It's all about beating Texas. It's all about beating Texas, but I think they will. And this comes from someone who actually believes in the Texas program. I think that Steve Sarkisian is a good coach. I think that finally they have a coach that, I think Texas are soft, okay? If you look at Texas over the years, they've been soft. I don't know if they're treated too nicely. Like, they're, you know, the Texas Longhorns have a nicer locker room than the Buffalo Bills do, man. You know, and I tell you what, like, when Sean McDermott got to Buffalo, okay? When Sean McDermott got to Buffalo, it was post Rex Ryan and all the other guys, Dick Chiron, whatever, the whole list of guys, but it's Rex Ryan. And the Bills had, like, dude, their locker room was like a game room. There were pool tables, pinball machines. It was cool, and it looked great, and, oh, look at our room. What are we doing here? Are we playing pool, or are we trying to win football games? First thing McDermott did when he showed up, he goes, what the F is this? Get this stuff out of here, man. No pinball machines, no pool tables, no. This is a football locker room. It's not an arcade. Not an arcade. Like, you look at Texas, is like, you know, these guys are sitting in leather, like, their lockers or leather chairs, and, like, you know what I mean? Their workout facilities worth probably like $650 million. They're coddled. It's like Texas basketball. Look at, like, you know what? All you need to know, and so are Royal Ivy, because you're my boy, but look at Kevin Durant. He's a Texas Longhorn. It's coddled, soft. Everything's a, you know what I mean? Like, the Longhorns are all hype. They're all sizzle, no steak. All sizzle and no steak. Where's the beef? But with all that being said, I think that Sark is going to toughen him up. I think Sark isn't going to play around. Like, he knows, you know, he knows how to win football games, this guy. He knows how to play calls.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T&Cs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
He knows how to be a play caller. And wait till he starts to get more talent. It's not even his guys there right now. He's going to get better talent. Texas are a load to deal with. They've covered every game they played in except that Arkansas game. But Boomer Sooner, baby.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Sports Rage Late Night with Gabe Morenci on Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM Channel 204.
Welcome to the 117th dust-up between the snorting swine of Springfield A&M and the Springfield University Nittany Tide. Oh, doctor, break out the hickory switch.
Whoa, Nelly. God, I'm going to be sick, man. I got to stop watching these highlights over and over. It's like, what's going on here? Am I watching a San Francisco Giants postgame show? You guys don't have highlights of anything else? Like, at this point in time, man, it's Rash Madani, my boy, not Markazi, but Madani. I'm getting confused now. That's right, Matthias. There's another Arash. Arash Madani. Arash Madani. I used to do a show with him, actually. Yeah, I used to do a show with him. I know. You know how many times I've nearly called? That's why I always sort of, like, when Markazi's on the show with us, he knows, I always sort of stop and, like, you know how many times I've nearly called Madani? You know, like, there's Arash Madani on TV right now interviewing Chris Bryant, and it's pissing me off. Get off my TV, Arash. Get off my TV. All right, finally, they stopped. Like, show the Red Sox or something. Like, I don't even like the Red Sox. Like, show something else. Enough. You guys notice? I never noticed that Chris Bryant's arms before. Man, are they long. Ron Darling brought it up during the broadcast. He said, because of his long arms, he was able to reach out and get that pitch. And I was like, what do you mean his long arms? I looked at his long arms. I was like, yeah, guy's got pretty long arms. Oh, here's Clayton. Oh, the Dodgers are in trouble. Yeah. Dodgers in trouble. It's the modern sport fan. Everything is the end of the world after one game. Everything is the end of the world after one game. Talk to me tomorrow, Clayton. Talk to me tomorrow after the game. If I'll be the first one to tell you. The Dodgers lose tomorrow, I'll tell you. I'll tweet it out. The Dodgers are in trouble. All right? They lose tomorrow, I'll tweet it out. The Dodgers are in trouble. But you lose one game, it's not. You know what I mean? It's one game. I talk about this all the time, man. I saw this, like, Blue Jay fans quit on their team like 22,000 times this year. Right, Stanford just kicked a field goal. They moved the ball, they kicked a field goal. So 21-10. All right, 21-10. Let's get you an updated in-game number right now for if you want to get a little late-night degenerate action. I want the over, and I tell you what, I'm not going to say I need it. Like, nothing, you know. The dude from Breaking Bad, what's his name? Todd. Yeah, that's who Logan Webb looks like. He looks like that guy Todd from Breaking Bad. He really does. Like, he really truthfully does. Like, and it was annoying me during the game because I don't like that Todd guy. They should have put a bullet in that guy's head earlier on that show. That guy caused a lot of problems for Jesse and Walter. That really was a good show. I don't get caught up in all these shows, like this show and that show. And I still haven't seen Squid Games yet. I want to see it. I'm going to watch it when I have time. You know, one show I'll admit I've never seen before, and it seems to be very popular. Like, I've never seen it. I don't even know what network it's on. Like, it ain't on Netflix. I know that. I don't know. Is it on Apple or is it on something? Like, it's on something. Is that Ted Lasso? You ever seen the Ted Lasso show, Matthias? I'm going to assume no. I'm going to say that he hasn't seen this show before. I think it's about soccer, though, so you might like it. I don't know. I'm sure Matthias right now is going to tell me, oh, I had to reset my mic was off. I got to read. Oh. So that's what I get for, you know, sending it over to him. But yeah, that Ted Lasso show, never seen it. But every damn day, it's all I hear about. Ted Lasso. And I'm telling you what, right now, I will not see it. And it's nothing against it, but I don't have time for comedy in my life. I don't like, if I'm gonna waste my time watching something, it needs to be dark, all right? Like, I'm talking about a series and stuff like that, but I don't know. I don't even know. Is it Ted Lasso? He's a soccer coach, huh? He's a soccer coach, I think. Is that it? It's the dude from Saturday Night Live. Who I actually like. Now, don't jump in now, Matthias. I asked you like 2 minutes ago. What was your problem, Matthias? So what's your deal now? Well, you had a mic problem?
I didn't want to come on without having my microphone perfectly gone, you know? Perfect going. I could tell it wasn't right. I didn't want to piss you off.
Oh, you left me hanging. That's the same thing. Like, it's a train wreck either way.
No, and so Ted Lasso, Jason Sudeikis. Of course.
Yeah, Sudeikis, yeah, yeah.
It's one of my favorite shows I've seen in the last decade.
Yeah, yeah, I think he's a funny dude.
Look, like there's a lot movie. Of wisdom. Like there's a lot of wisdom in the show. It's a good soccer show. Good thing for sports. It's funny too, man.
Well, he's a coach in England or something, huh?
Yeah, the first season's better than the second season. The second season starts getting more in depth with like mental health and stuff like that.
Yeah, it sounds like fun. sounds like fun. So yeah, Ted Lasso. Another big show too is The Office. I never watched The Office. I don't watch these. I watched The Simpsons in the old days, but I haven't watched The Simpsons. Like, I haven't seen a new episode of The Simpsons in years. I watch sports. That's all I have time for.
That's like me, Gabe. I don't do TV series. I know Ted Lasso is one of the few, as well as Squid Games.
All right. Thank you, Matthias. You can turn your mic off. now, before I ask him a question, he's not there. Now he won't stop. Yeah, Squid Games. I'm going to watch Squid Games with this. I'm going to watch Squid Games when I have time. Which right now, I'm a little, everything's going on. We didn't even get to Russell Wilson yet. A lot of stuff going on. Russell Wilson's out 4 to 8 weeks. Man, I thought they were just going to pop his finger right back in. And thank you, Matthias. We'll talk some UFC updates a little bit later on. Yeah, so Russell Wilson's out for 4 to 8 weeks. Man, I don't know what happened to his finger. I don't know, it's broken? Did it fall off? Like 4 to 8 weeks. Don't you figure you could tape it up? Tape your fingers together and like whatever. But I can't question Russell Wilson's toughness. The guy never missed a game before until now. And I seriously mushed this guy. I had never brought that stat up before, and I brought it up before the game that Russell Wilson has never missed a game. I'm a mush, Matthias. It's my fault. It's my fault. Nah, it's not my fault. Whatever. What do you want? He broke the record last week. He tied Peyton Manning. And so I saw the fact that he, you know what I mean? But that's, you know, let me say something, though, about this. And I've said this a million times. I'm a big Russell Wilson believer. I think he's one of the best quarterbacks, like, ever, actually. I think Russell Wilson's, like, amazing. Okay? But with that being stated, they really weren't playing that well anyways with him. You know what I'm saying? Like, when people, like, let me just say this. Let me put it this way. Because I don't want to be, oh, what are you saying, that Geno Smith's better than Russell Wilson? No. Obviously, I'm not saying that. But what I'm saying is, you're going to hear, I'm seeing, Seattle season's over. So now that Wilson's out, Seattle season's over. Seattle season was already over. And it's, you know what I mean? It's done. We've seen enough. And I know, oh, it's early in the season. Whatever, dude. It's the same pile of crap, steaming crap. All right? We'd be better off with the Seahawk calling plays, the actual bird that flies around than these bozo idiots in Seattle. They don't know what the hell they're doing. You know, Pete Carroll might, like, look like he's 55. He calls like he's brain dead. Like, this guy's like a senator or something like that. You know what I mean? It's time to go, Pete. You know, like, honestly, there's nothing. You look at this team, they have talent, and you want to believe and stuff, but you can't. Because you watch them play, and it's like, man, the coaching staff holds these guys back. So, listen, they're screwed, but they were already screwed. Like, if you look, Seattle are nowhere as good as Arizona are. They sort of played with the Rams. They were in it, but Seattle just aren't as good. So, I don't think that, oh, now that Russell Wilson's gone, they're screwed. They were already screwed. And honestly, coming into the damn year, we all knew this. We talked about this division ad nauseum, okay? And what the hell did we say? Hell, I'm an idiot. I took the San Francisco 49ers to win a division. But we said, oh, it's the Rams or the 49ers. And Arizona, okay, I said Arizona will be in the playoff mix. I said Arizona's a wild card team, but I don't think they'd win a division. And Seattle, as crazy as it is, are probably the worst team in the division. And here we are right now. They are. Big game, Arizona. Arizona and San Francisco. Trey Lance will be the starting quarterback. He's only 20 years old. He's only, you know, he's 21 years old. I think he just turned 21. It's pretty young to be starting a National Football League game. Yet, it's amazing that the number isn't a little bit higher, isn't it? All right, so I don't even know how we got to this. Matthias's absence threw me off. I asked him about Ted Lasso, and I started raging about, I don't know. Oh, that's it. I want to get back to Texas, Matthias. That was it. Texas and Oklahoma. I do like Oklahoma in this game. It's 3.5. Let's get you the updated numbers because the numbers are moving now that it's, you know, countdown to kickoff. But, and I wanted to say that I like Texas. I think they're a good team. I think they're going in the right direction. I think Sarkisian's doing a good job, and he's going to do a good job. But with all that being stated, I think that people are over-exaggerating Oklahoma. Oklahoma, for whatever, there's certain teams. My Bills are one of them. Right, there's certain teams that once the public sort of, like, you know, the narrative is there, and Oklahoma, oh, you know, what's the, oh, Oklahoma won't win a big game. Oklahoma won a big game. Oh, Oklahoma are terrible this year, right? Yeah, I know, they're so terrible, right? They're so terrible that they're 5-0 straight up. You know what the thing is? And I'm telling you, it's because they don't cover, right? They're 1-4 against the spread. So they don't cover point spreads, so that means in people's minds they're terrible because they didn't win their bet. And yes, are they blowing teams out and winning the spreads? Maybe the spreads are too high, right? No, they're not, but it doesn't mean they're terrible, right? That's my whole point with them and that correlation. It's going to be a fun game. We've got a bunch of fun games tomorrow. Listen, Texas are 4-1 straight up. They're 4-1 against the spread. They're both 3-2 to the over on the season. I do think this game's going to go over the number. Even though Oklahoma's defense has improved, I know they played some lower scoring games, a 23-16 with Nebraska, 16-13 with West Virginia. I still think there's going to be points put up on the board because Texas's defense isn't great, but their offense is very good. Look, they scored 32 last week at TCU. They hung 70 on Texas Tech, 58 on Rice. They put 38 up on Louisiana.
Looking for excitement? Chumba Casino is here. Play anytime, play anywhere. Play on the train, play at the store, play at home, play when you're bored. Play today for your chance to win and get daily bonuses when you log in. So what are you waiting for? Don't delay. Chumba Casino is free to play.
Experience social gameplay like never before. Go to Chumba Casino right now to play hundreds of games, including online slots, bingo, Slingo, and more. Live the Chumba life at chumbacasino.com.
Plus, terms and conditions.
of the Raging Cajuns, the Late Night Anger Management Class. We've got the Sooners and Moneyline Parlays, and I do think the game creeps over the number. Bring it.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Yeah, this over's not going to hit. Arizona State were moving the ball. I don't know what happened. I looked away for a second. I thought Arizona State were about to score. And as I say this, they just picked up a fumble and returned it for a touchdown. Literally and figuratively. Please be no flags. No flags. Touchdown. Touchdown, Sun Devils. 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 We're done. This is totally... Because it's they kicked the field of Stanford, marched down the field, settled for a field goal. I swore Arizona State were on like the 20. I don't know what happened with Arizona State. I saw them moving the ball, and I got involved in the rant and stuff. I don't have it standing right in front of me, actually, which I should, which I'm going to move it over here so we start to sweat this out. It was an interception. So Stanford threw the ball, the wide receiver bobbled it, and the kid on ASU number two picked it off and returned it. They're pretty fast, Arizona State. Like, in open space, all their kids, like, they take off. The kid was gone once he had the ball. Good stuff. Good stuff. All right, now we got a puncher's chance for the total suddenly. All right, we got a puncher's chance. And the extra point is good. Hey, kid, you should be in the NFL. At least you can make an extra point. What's the in-game total now? In-game total is 51.5. Wow, we need 53.5. We need 53.5. All right. Let's stay positive. If we're negative, I'm telling you, like positivity. I've been positive about all these games and bets over the last couple of months, and it's always worked out. Tonight's a little bit jarring. I'm looking at it, I'm like, what the hell? What happened to my account tonight? But I did put a big play on the Dodgers in the series, and we'll get you the updated series price as well. And we'll see if the price is right. As the San Francisco Giants take game one of the much-discussed Los Angeles Dodgers-Giants series. So the first ever playoff game, mark it down, San Francisco wins. First playoff game between these two teams in their history. Yet, I don't know, it's not a heavyweight championship fight. It's not the Super Bowl. It's not the finals of Wimbledon. It's a five-game series. First team to win three games, not one, people. Late Night Anger Management Class continues. Bring it.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.